In boys baseball last night, Kemper Catholic defeating Atlantic by a final of 14-1. Harlan over Denison 13-12. That game took 10 innings. It was Glenwood over Creston 14-3. Clarinda beating Red Oak 9-4. Exira EHK a 6-4 winner over Walnut. Logan Magnolia beat IKM Manning 17-13. West Monona over Boyer Valley 11-3. And Carroll a winner over ADM. That final was 4-0. Of the weekly Iowa High School Baseball Coaches Association baseball ratings are out today. In Class 4A, Mason City remains the number one rated team, with Lewis Central checking in at number 8 in the big school list. In Class 3A, Solon is number one this week as Glenwood positions itself at number 4. In 2A, Logan Magnolia is top rated with Kemper Catholic at number 3. And in Class 1A, it's Martinsdale St. Mary's ranked number 1. Coon Rapids Bayard checks in at number 6 in this week's poll. A heavy rain following high winds forced the suspension of the Florida Vanderbilt game at the College World Series last night. Florida leads 3-1 with two outs in the bottom of the sixth inning. They'll pick that game up at 10:06 this morning at that point. Civil defense sirens sounded in the area at about 8 o'clock last night, but no tornado warning was issued. Fans at TD Ameritrade Ballpark began filing out, but play continued for a couple of more pitches before the umpires waved the players off the field. The fans took refuge in the stadium concourse until the NCAA announced the suspension 2.5 hours after play was stopped. Preston Tucker's 3-run homer off Vanderbilt starter Grayson Garvin gave the Gators a 3-0 lead in the fourth inning. It was Tucker's 5th homer in 8 games and his 15th of the season. Anthony Gomez had an RBI single in the 5th to make it 3-1, Florida leading. Again, that game with 2 down in the bottom of the 6th inning, and they'll restart that game at that point. It'll at 10:06 this morning over in Omaha. Earlier yesterday, North Carolina freshman left-hander Kent Emanuel pitched the first complete game shutout at the College World Series in 5 years in a 3-0 victory that eliminated Texas. Emanuel tossed a 4-hitter. Jacob Stallings hit a 2-run single in the 3rd inning, and Ben Bunting finished a four-hit day, with an RBI double in the 9th for the Tar Heels, who are 51-15 and will play Vanderbilt or Florida on Wednesday. Texas went 2 games and out for the second time in 25 College World Series appearances since 1966, and the 4th time in its record 34 trips to Omaha. The last time was in 2000. The Longhorns end their season 49-19. Well, the Florida Marlins changed managers from Edwin Rodriguez, who quit Sunday, to 80-year-old Jack McKeon. Unfortunately for the Marlins and their suffering fans, that was really all that changed. The Marlins tied a club record with their 11th straight loss and fell to 1-19 in the month of June as they gave up a tie-breaking run in the 8th inning in their 2-1 loss to the LA Angels. Jared Weaver pitched 7 strong innings. Florida also lost its 11th straight one-run game, matching another franchise mark. McKeon came out of retirement at age 72 to take over the Marlins 38 games into the 2003 season. He guided them to a World Series victory over the New York Yankees and received the National League Manager of the Year award for the second time. He walked away from the club then 2 years later. Trader Jack becomes the second oldest bench boss in Major League history. Only Connie Mack, who was also the owner, managed the Philadelphia Athletics longer. He was 87 when he gave it up. In other interleague results yesterday, Tim Hudson did just about everything in the Atlanta Braves' 2-0 win over Toronto. He tossed 8 shutout innings and combined with Craig Kimbrell on a 2-hitter. He also provided the runs with a 2-run homer in the 7th. The LA Dodgers blanked Detroit 4-0 yesterday. Lefty Clayton Kershaw, 2-hit shutout, striking out 11. Evan Longoria homered in Tampa Bay, doubled up Milwaukee 8-4. The New York Yankees jumped on Cincinnati with 4 in the first and held off the Reds 5-3. Baltimore routed Pittsburgh 8-3. The Boston Red Sox scored 10 in the 7th in their 14-5 win over the San Diego Padres. Colorado erupted with 6 runs in the 5th inning as they beat Cleveland 8-7. The Chicago Cubs doubled up the crosstown White Sox 6-3. And the Texas Rangers beat Houston by a final of 8-3. St. Louis Cardinals manager Tony La Russa joked that he wanted to find a place to cry after learning All-Star first baseman Albert Pujols will be out of action for 4 to 6 weeks with a fractured left forearm. The team says his left shoulder is sore, but there's no structural damage. The 3-time National League Most Valuable Player was hurt Sunday. Pujols was starting to heat up after a slow start. He's hitting .279 with 17 home runs. Outfielder Lance Berkman, who filled in for Pujols after the injury, is a likely fill-in for him at first base. Well, that messy divorce of Dodgers owner Frank McCourt and his ex-wife Jamie just got a little messier. Baseball Commissioner Bud Selig has rejected a proposed television deal between the Dodgers and Fox that voids a recent settlement between the McCourts. Selig says the transaction would further divert Dodger assets for McCourt's personal needs. The McCourts reached an agreement Friday that was contingent on Selig's approval of a television deal with Fox, reported to be worth up to $3 billion. Under the settlement, Frank McCourt would receive $385 million up front. The former couple has been embroiled in a contentious divorce where their lavish spending habits were exposed. In April, Major League Baseball took control of that troubled franchise. In Pacific Coast League baseball play last night, it was Albuquerque edging the Iowa Cubs 4-3. The Round Rock Express beat the Omaha Storm Chasers 8-5. Iowa comes home now tonight as they'll open up a series against Memphis at Principal Park, while Omaha stays on the road as the Storm Chasers are in Nashville this evening. I'll have more sports after this timeout.
The Nishna Valley Credit Union in Atlantic is a community credit union offering you great services. I'm Jeff Nelson. Whether you're looking for a place to save your money or invest in a new home, car, or something else, visit with the staff of the Nishna Valley Credit Union. The Nishna Valley Credit Union is committed to making available financial products and services that will enable you to meet your financial needs and reach your financial goals. And now, if you live in one of 18 Southwest Iowa counties, you are eligible to join. Best of all, the Nishna Valley Credit Union offers the convenience of two full-service locations, Atlantic and Creston.
Well, the Drake University men's basketball program has added another assistant coach. Head coach Mark Phelps said in a news release Monday that Stan Johnson will join the staff after 3 years at the University of Utah. Before joining the Utes, Johnson coached at Cal State Northridge in Southern California, Southwest Baptist University in Missouri, and Bemidji State University in Minnesota. Johnson played his ball at Southern Utah University for 3 years and then finished his college career at Bemidji State. In May, Phelps hired Brett Nelson from Arkansas as an assistant coach, Jamel McMillan from Arizona State as coordinator of basketball operations, and former Drake guard Ryan Waddell as graduate manager for the program. Well, fresh off his sixth straight French Open title, Rafael Nadal began defense of his Wimbledon crown in style on day one of the 2011 fortnight. The top-ranked Spaniard overcame a slow start and raced past American Michael Russell 6-4, 6-2, and 6-2 for his 15th straight win at the All England Club. In the women's draw, Venus Williams played her first Grand Slam match since suffering a hip injury at the Australian Open. The five-time Wimbledon winner beat her 97th-ranked opponent 6-3 and 6-1 yesterday. Kimiko Date Crum became the second-oldest woman to win a match at Wimbledon. The 40-year-old Japanese veteran won in straight sets, and she'll face Venus Williams in round number two. A lot of the matches on the outer courts postponed yesterday due to rain at the All England Club. Center court pulled the roof over top, and they got a few of those matches in yesterday. A former West Virginia football coach, Bill Stewart, will receive a $1.65 million buyout as part of a settlement agreement. West Virginia released the agreement to the Associated Press under a West Virginia Freedom of Information Act request. That agreement is dated June 10th, the same day Stewart resigned. Coach in waiting, Dana Holgerson, was introduced as head coach that night. Stewart went 28-12 in three seasons with the Mountaineers, but failed to earn a BCS berth in that time. NFL owners will gather today and perhaps into tomorrow to discuss the status of negotiations with the players for a new collective bargaining agreement. This is the first meeting called by the league strictly for labor matters, and the 32 team owners and representatives who will be on hand were advised last week to prepare to stay an extra day. And a group of NFL Hall of Famers is backing a class action lawsuit against the NFL, demanding better benefits for former players. Defensive end Carl Eller is one of the plaintiffs in the lawsuit, and he says the league has not done what is fair and right in supporting the financial and medical concerns of former players. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by Nishna Valley Credit Union, located at 200 Maple Street in Atlantic. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.